What are the dates? Is this 69 or 70?
69.
Oh, this 69. 69?
Yep.
You'd only been...
I'd been Chief Justice for a couple months, yeah. There was a, because of this Lavin episode, there was a call in some public circles, newspaper editorials, and among some legislators for the adoption of attorney licensure provisions. Let's put the lawyers under the Bureau of Licensing, professional licensing. And if you were uninitiated, uninformed, and you read the newspaper, you might have the feeling that lawyers weren't licensed, and that somebody was trying to make sure they had to have you had to have a license to practice law.
Well, I think Tom Sharp had a bill in on this for one other.
It possibly did. Tom Sharp.
See, that was his territory.
Exactly. And so I wanted to make sure that the legislature understood that it wasn't necessary for them to pass a law to license lawyers. And I said, no one is permitted to practice law in this state without a license. The license to practice law is issued by the Supreme Court of Michigan only after proper proof that the applicant has the qualifications of education, aptitude, and moral fitness, which will equip him to accept employment from members of the public as an attorney and counselor, and which ready him to participate in the administration of justice as an officer of the court. That license to practice law is a privilege and not a right. It can be taken away for good cause at any time by the same authority from whence it was granted, the Supreme Court, acting through the State Bar of Michigan. No other profession is regulated as completely or judged as sternly as the practice of law. Lawyers, by their calling, are engaged in continual conflict. In every lawsuit, one side wins and the other side loses. Dissatisfied clients are a natural occupational hazard for attorneys. Distinguishing between legitimate and improper complaints against lawyers is always a delicate matter. Nevertheless, the number of lawyers annually disciplined, suspended, and disbarred far exceeds the number in other professions. Like no other profession, lawyers accept their just debts of professional honor. They accept their responsibility to be literally their brother's keeper. They recognize that no lawyer can enjoy public esteem and public confidence so long as some few members of the profession violate sacred private trusts or fail in grave public duties. Here again, I talk about what we just said. Only recently, the Supreme Court again demonstrated its concern for the integrity of its bar by adopting new rules requiring that formal disciplinary actions against lawyers be made public. The court directed that first. See, and until that time, even the formal complaint was in camera. The court directed that further, more far-reaching renovations be set in motion so that the workings of professional discipline can be more efficient and more worthy of public confidence. And I had been talking about the being tarred with the same brush as somebody, okay? And I talked about it in the context of judges, because there had been some criticism of judges. I don't know. And the tenure commission had just been created,
right,
to discipline judges.
68.
And so I talked about the fact that. I said, we now have the best, most modern appliances to clean our own house. Talking about the judges now. If the courts fail to gain and hold public respect because of the misconduct of a few judges, we will have only ourselves to blame. And the wide tar brush by which our public repute is sullied will mark us all with equal cause. And we're talking about the lawyers. I said, here again, the wide tar brush of public disapproval, which marks us all, marks fairly. We cannot escape its stroke so long as we have skeletons in our closets and the keys to the closet doors in our own hand. So